Hey authors, if you were spinning your wheels when it comes to your writing schedule, I get it. You are in the right place. Welcome back. My name is Daria. Subscribe if you have not already. And I'm going to answer the question how to create and actually stick to a writing schedule. The number one thing that I can tell you is find what works best for you. And how I do my writing schedule is going to be completely different than how you would do your writing schedule. A lot of us are juggling jobs. We're working this around kids if we have them. There's just so much on our plate, right? I have a student in my course who has six children. I've mentioned her before, and I'm just mind blown at the success that she has. But when you find your rhythm and you find what works best for you, then there is no stopping you. So I will give you a sneak peek into what I said in a live stream where I talked about this in even more depth. So if you want to get the full five tips, then go ahead and request to join Ambitious Authors and Writers. But one I will say is purposeful planning. Purposeful planning. You got to know what you're doing and you got to know why you're doing it. Now, if writing is just a hobby to you and you kind of do it on the side, it's kind of an outlet for you, you do it for fun, then cool. This is probably not for you, okay? But if you're wanting to take your writing seriously, let's say you're writing your first novel, maybe you're in the fictional world, let's say you're writing a memoir because you're in the non-fictional world, or let's say that you are a blogger and you want to get consistent. How do you fit in if you want to write, I don't know, maybe two new blog posts a week, or maybe you want to write one blog post a week to where it totals to four in a month? Whatever your goals are, plan that with purpose. And stick to it. Hold yourself accountable to it. Don't let it slip away from you. Yes, life happens. I've talked about that before in previous episodes, but you want to make sure that if you say, hey, I'm going to do this, I have a goal in mind, then keep your word to yourself. Keep your word to yourself. It's one thing to say something in front of, community, and yes, they can very well hold you accountable. But it's another thing, as I've mentioned before in previous episodes, to keep your word to yourself. So if I say I'm going to outline, if I say, hey, I'm going to write 2,000 words for the day, or if I say, hey, I'm going to revise a couple of chapters today, I've made that commitment to myself. No one else has to hold me accountable but me. Yes, I can ask others to help me with the accountability, but at the end of the day, I want to keep my word to myself. So make sure that you are planning with a purpose. All right. Know what your goals are. Be clear with them. Be clear. Again, if this is just something that you kind of just do for a little bit and then you stop, you may want to reevaluate your goals and ask, okay, what is the purpose for my writing? Is it more of a hobby? Is it more of an outlet? Or am I wanting to really kick things into high gear and really pursue this as a career to where this could possibly replace my full-time income and I'm no longer having to work the 9 to 5 if I don't want to. Whatever your goals are, make sure that your writing aligns with that. So again, I go into even more depth because I did a recent live stream with this. So if you don't want to miss another live stream from me, then join Ambitious Authors and Writers. Again, the link is below for you to request to join and just answer a few questions. That way I know what it is that you are challenged with the most. And we talk about all things time management and writing consistency inside Ambitious Authors and Writers. It was formerly called No Time Writers Corner, but I have made some updates since then. And I can't wait to see you there. I would love to have you. It is a growing community, and I love the camaraderie so far that has been built. We have some fun engagement posts, but I also ask you, hey, what are your writing goals? Hey, tell us your writing wins for the week. How did you do? Let's celebrate that. So I can't wait to see you so you can get more in-depth content. And I believe that it will help you in your writing journey so that you can discover your unique writing pace and rhythm and come into your own. So regardless if you're working on a 100,000 word novel, or let's say you're working on a 500 word to 1,000 word blog post, you know your unique pace. You know your unique rhythm and you're able to tackle it. And even when setbacks happen, even if you hit a writing slump, you can take that time, take a break, recharge, and then get right back to it as if no time has passed at all. So I hope that that was encouraging for you. Go ahead and request to join Ambitious Authors and Writers. I look forward to seeing you there and welcoming you into the group. So you all stay safe, have an awesome rest of your day. And remember, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it, and no one can write a book like you. So God bless. Stay safe. Thanks for tuning in or watching, and I'll talk to y'all next time. Have a good one. Bye.